All right, folks, welcome back to Daily Virtue, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to navigate this crazy world we call life. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let's be honest, things can get a little wild sometimes, right? Like one minute you're crushing it, the next minute, bam, life throws you a curveball. A pandemic, a job loss, relationship drama, you name it. Ever feel like change is just this constant force pushing against you? You know that feeling when everything feels up in the air and you just want to scream into the void? Well, guess what? We're all human, we've all been there. But here's the Stoic secret weapon: resilience. Building that mental muscle to handle whatever life throws you where is absolutely crucial. And trust me, it's not about becoming some emotionless robot, okay? It's about finding inner peace amidst the chaos and being able to adapt and bounce back stronger than ever. Today, we're diving deep into building resilience, learning how to navigate change like a boss, and embracing uncertainty with a whole lot of Stoic wisdom. First things first, remember that change is inevitable. It's the only constant in life. You can fight a tooth and nail, or you can learn to roll with the punches. Think of those epic martial arts movies where the hero always seems one step ahead. They're not just dodging attacks, they're adapting, using the enemy's force against them. That's resilience in action. Next up, control what you can and accept what you can't. This is a classic Stoic principle, but it's gold. You can't control the weather, your boss's mood swings, or that random squirrel stealing your sandwich. Seriously, those squirrels are getting bolder. But you can control your reaction to them. Instead of stressing about things beyond your control, focus your energy on what you can influence: your attitude, your actions, your choices. Number 3, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a few moments each day to appreciate the good stuff. That delicious cup of coffee, the sunshine warming your face, your amazing friends and family who put up with your shenanigans. Those little things add up. When you focus on the positive, it shifts your entire perspective and makes those tough times a little easier to handle. Now, let's talk about mindfulness. This isn't some fancy yoga thing, though that can be great too. It's simply about being present in the moment. Instead of getting caught up in worries about the future or dwelling on past mistakes, focus on what's happening right now. Notice the sights, sounds, smells around you. Really feel your breath as it enters and leaves your body. This helps calm the mental storm and gives you a sense of grounding. And finally, remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth. I know, easier said than done when you're staring down a mountain of rejection emails or a pile of dirty laundry, I feel you. But think about it, every challenge you overcome makes you stronger, wiser, and more adaptable. You've got this. Okay, here's the thing. Picture this. You're walking down the street when suddenly, bam, a road frisbee comes flying out of nowhere and knocks your coffee right out of your hand. It spills all over your favorite shirt, the one you were totally going to wear on your date tonight. Now, what are you going to do? Option 1. You freak out, start yelling at the heavens, maybe even the frisbee, and ruin everyone's day with your negativity. Option 2. You take a deep breath, smile, accept that it happened, and say something like, well, looks like I need a new coffee strategy. Maybe you offer to buy the person who threw the frisbee a new drink, turning a bummer into a chance for connection. See what I mean? It's all about your perspective. So, let's recap today's Stoic wisdom. Embrace change, focus on what you can control, practice gratitude, stay present in the moment, and view setbacks as opportunities for growth. Now go out there and build that resilience like a champion. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little Stoic boost, leave us a review if you're feeling generous, and join the conversation on social media using #DailyVirtue. Until next time, keep it virtuous, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.